Fantasy Sports Today.
Hello and welcome inside Studio 34. Frank Stanfill alongside the analyst Chris Ventra, and we are getting set for a huge weekend. The round of 16 is upon us for the 2018 World Cup. Starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we get Argentina against France. I know, Chris, France, one of your favorites to make it to the World Cup final, even win the World Cup. Them alongside Belgium were two of your favorites to win the entire thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out whether or not you think that's going to change. Argentina just kind of crawling their way into the round of 16 here. We haven't seen much from Lionel Messi, and really outside of him, we haven't seen anything. So what do you think happens here? France obviously stacked all across the board. Great defenders, great midfield. They have the attackers in Antoine Griezmann. They have the big names in Paul Pogba. They have Mbappe. What happens here? France, obviously the favorite, going up against Argentina. First game in the round of 16. What do you think happened here, Chris?
So, yeah, this is the game of the round of 16. The best matchup, I would say, because you got two powerhouses against each other. Kind of stinks in a way because you want to see that later on in the tournament, but this is what we got. And like you said, I know Argentina kind of came in, backing in a little bit. They lost some games. They got crushed by Croatia. But the one thing that worries me about Argentina right now, that why they could possibly beat France, is they're coming in kind of on momentum, kind of hot, because they won that game 2-1 at the very end. So, you know, they got this energy and this new burst of life, kind of. France, kind of, the last game they tied 0-0 against Denmark, the game was meaningless. So they haven't really had that kind of same momentum going into the round of 16. But France is the better team overall. Like you said, their lineup from top to bottom is perfect. Hugo Lloris, the goalie, one of the best goalies in the world. The defense is young and well-rounded. One of the best defenses in the world right now. Argentina doesn't have that same thing. They don't have their normal goalkeeper, Romero. They don't have their defense. Isn't really the same. They got some old players around there. You got Mascherano. You got Angel Di Maria. These players are older now. So I think this is France's game to win. I could see it being close just because of this momentum factor of Argentina coming in. But France is the better team. They should really win this game. I don't see Argentina winning 2-3-0. If anything, France will win 2-3-0. If Argentina does win, it's a 1-0 victory, 2-1 victory, a very close game. But this should be one of the best games of the round of 16.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'm going to go France here as well. I just think they're a little bit more well-rounded. Lionel Messi, it just feels like he doesn't have enough star power around him. And it might not be fair to say, but look, he's 31 years old. This could potentially be his last World Cup. The next time we would see him, he's going to be 35 years old. So he's going to have that to worry about as well. I still think France is just too stacked, so I'm taking them here. Are you touching this game from a betting perspective at all, Chris?
I may touch it. France is plus 136 money line. So I might bet that and either parlay it with Portugal or do something like that on its own. But it's fine. I think that, honestly, this is going to be one of the better games. And you know what? France has a chance to really build momentum if they win this game. They should really beat them right here. I don't think Messi has enough around him, like you said.
Kind of a similar situation. You move on to the 2 p.m. Eastern time game. Another slobber knocker. Uruguay going up against Portugal. That's Cristiano Ronaldo going up against Luis Suarez. You got some strikers there in Uruguay. I think, again, a more well-balanced team we see in Uruguay, but Portugal has arguably the best player in the world in Cristiano Ronaldo. So which way are you leaning here, Chris? Who wins between Portugal and Uruguay, and is it close?
Yeah, I think this is going to be probably the closest game of the round of 16. Like you said, Uruguay might be more well-rounded than Portugal, but Portugal has Ronaldo. And I know Uruguay has Luis Suarez, but Luis Suarez is a pure striker. Ronaldo does everything. He's like a midfield, center-attacking midfielder. He does it all. So I think Portugal wins this game in penalties. I think this game goes to extra time and two penalty kicks, and I think Portugal ends up winning that way. It's really a coin flip. It's tough to bet this one. But I think Portugal's just, I think they're just a slightly better team than Uruguay. I know a lot of people are going to take Uruguay because they won all three of their matches. One of the three teams to only do that. They looked very good in the group stage, but they didn't really have much competition in that group stage. So this is the first really good team they're playing. I think Uruguay is going to get a little surprised by it, a little shocked by it, and they're going to lose a heartbreaker, to be honest.
I'm with you. Look, I mentioned that Uruguay is the more well-rounded team. I think that's fair to say. But the difference between Uruguay and France is that I think France just has more talent overall. So yeah. I'm with you here. I'm taking Ronaldo, arguably the best player in the world, to beat Uruguay in this game. I think it will be very close. I think there's a chance this game goes into extra time and a goal is scored there, or we potentially see penalty kicks after the extra time. So just moving on to the Sunday games, we got the first game is Spain against host nation Russia. Look, Russia came out, they beat down early on in the group stage, but you might argue they weren't facing the toughest competition. Spain, we know that they're a powerhouse as well. So how do you see Spain against Russia playing out the first game on Sunday morning?
This could be an interesting one. I think that Spain is going to obviously end up winning out. Russia, you know, the first two games looked like, oh, wow, could Russia really make noise here? They crushed the first two game teams they played, the weaker teams of their group, which was Saudi Arabia and Egypt. But then, you know, they got crushed by Uruguay, and it was kind of a reality check for them. I think Spain does win out. I think it's a lot closer than people will think. I don't think Spain's just going to crush them. I think towards the end of the game, Spain will get their goal. They're going to hold possession they're probably going to have 65% of the possession in this game. Like you said, they have talent. They're older talent, but they still have talent, and they're better than these other, you know, second-tier teams like Russia. So they should obviously win this game. But they got very lucky here. I don't think Spain is like these France, Portugal. I think those teams would beat Spain if they were up against them right now. Spain got lucky with this draw. They will move on to the quarterfinals, but so be it. They're playing Russia, and we'll see where it goes from there. But I don't think they make it much further than this.
Personally, I don't think it's going to be that close of a game. We saw that once Russia went up against a legitimate team and contender in this tournament against Uruguay, they lost 3-0. So I do think that Spain is in that same conversation. Spain might actually be better than Uruguay. So I think Spain takes care of business and actually handles Russia quite easily. You move on to the second game on Sunday. That is Croatia going up against Denmark. And I've mentioned this to you, Chris. I don't think that there's a better bet this weekend if you want to get in on the action to parlay both Spain and Croatia to win their games outright this weekend. How do you feel about that bet, and how do you feel about Croatia versus Denmark overall?
Yeah, definitely. Out of all these four, you know, weekend games, I think by far Croatia-Denmark is the most lopsided. Croatia looks great. They crushed Argentina 3-0. Another reason why France should beat Argentina, because they should be on that level. I think that Denmark pretty much backed in. They shouldn't have won the game versus Peru in the group stage. So you're right. Croatia is a great bet to take with a parlay with Spain. Spain should win the game versus Russia. The question is, will they win in regulation time? I know you say they should win this handily. And I know, you know, Russia got crushed by Uruguay, but look at Spain. Look what they did in the group. They tied Portugal 3-3. They barely beat Iran 1-0, right? And they tied Morocco 2-2. So they didn't really, you know, like, basically interest me that much. They didn't impress me that much. I don't see the Spain team going too far. So, but if you're going to take a bet, it's Spain and Croatia parlay. I think they should hit in regulation. I don't know. I think Spain and Russia game could go extra time. There's a possibility, but you should be right on with that bet. I would take it as well. I think that is the best bet of the weekend.
Quickly here, on Monday, we will see Brazil in action against Mexico. That will be the early game on Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern time, followed by Belgium and Japan at 2 p.m. We know that Lukaku is battling injury, but that was, again, one of your favorites to win the tournament. Are these just flat-out beatdowns here with Brazil versus Mexico and Belgium versus Japan, or can you see those games being a little bit closer?
I could see the Brazil-Mexico game being a good one. It could be one of the best games of the round of 16. Mexico plays right into Brazil's style of play, okay? Brazil will crush those teams that play very defensive because they're very offensive. They push forward. They get all their wingers up. They leave their counterattack back end open. So if they're faster than the team, they're going to beat them because nobody's going to burn their defenders. But Mexico's a fast-paced team. As we saw when Mexico beat Germany, their pace was way better than Germany's. This could happen again. If Mexico decides to get on the defensive and counterattack it against Brazil, you could see a couple of goals go in for Mexico. So I think that's a pretty close game. I might even take the draw this game going to extra time. But Belgium should crush Japan, and Belgium is the better team. Lukaku, I wouldn't be worried about. I think this is why this draw is perfect for Belgium. Lukaku could come out in the second half if they're up 1 or 2-0 going into halftime.
There you heard it from the analyst, Chris Ventura. I am Frank Stanfield. Please enjoy this weekend's games. Should be a lot of great ones. We'll be back on Monday to recap the games and preview Tuesday's action as well. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching.